8 fresh minutes on the clock, 11 apiece, Chillicothe and Smithville. It will be Chillicothe's ball. They come out with their original starting five. Path, Trout, Hibner, and the K-Club. Hunter across the timeline, working against the 5-3 Robinson. Up top to Hibner, left side to Trout, fires it back up top to Hunter. Right side to Hibner, lobs it to Kiefer just outside the paint. Kiefer draws a double team, reaching in, and a jump ball is called now as Walsh reached in and got a hand on the ball, and it is the Smithville possession. Smithville inbounds it, and Robinson brings it across the timeline. 11 apiece, opportunity here for Smithville. Walsh on the left wing, Robinson up top, looking over the Chillicothe man-to-man defense. Works it right wing, cupping the basketball by Robinson. Mackenzie Robinson, a 5'3 sophomore. It's a good mixture of upperclassmen and up-and-comers here for Smithville. They go over to Hunter Keithley on the baseline, left, up top Hibner. Circle right, Path. Path drives inside, has a shot blocked back into her. Skips it across the paint to Kiefer, or to Keith Lee, rather, and she works into the wing now. Right side, Path. Gets it into the high post to Kennedy. Back out, Hunter, three ball. No, that one too strong. Off the rim, no good for Hunter Keith Lee. One of two from the outside. Still 11 apiece. We played a minute 10 of the second quarter. And there's a three ball. That one doesn't fall for Mose either. And referees with a whistle underneath. And who's that going to be on? And they said, oh, they said Walsh was in the middle of a stick back and a foul on Katie Trout. Third team foul. Fouls even at two apiece, at three apiece. Ashley Donnell set to check in for Smithville. First free throw not there for Walsh. And Kenzie Lubert, a 5'7 senior, and Ashley Donnell, a 5'6 senior, check back in. Robinson and Chevalier check out. Walsh missed her first one. Second one missed as well. Kiefer with an easy rebound. No damage done. Still 11 apiece. Still no one scored in the second quarter. 6:35 remains in it. Hunter, circle left. Up top to Katie Trout, right side, being guarded by Donnell. Pulls up the dribble. Kennedy comes up. Ball was on the floor, and Kennedy had one hand on the ball and was in the middle of a gut-wrench takedown of Ashley Donnell, and the jump ball is called. I really enjoy good physical players that give it their all, like Kennedy Kiefer. She's just so much fun to watch. Gives such great effort. Inbounds play, Chillicothe off the change of possession, jump ball. Trout, right wing, works it, has her pocket picked by Mose. Will she slam it? No, she'll lay it up and in. So, again, that's a turnover off that good defense. And that is now a 7-0 run in the first and second quarters for Smithville. Feed to the free throw line to Kiefer, and someone reached over her back. We'll see which player this is going to be on. Fourth team foul on Smithville, and the second one on Mose. Mose with two, Walsh with two. They're two tallest players. Chillicothe has one on three different players. Chillicothe's basketball on the inbounds play. That was just the fourth team foul. 5:55 left in the half. 13-11. Chillicothe down by a deuce. Hibner tries to inbound it. Reeder couldn't free up. So Lubert came up with it, and then Path tied her up and changed possession now for Smithville. So, like I said, like I expected, a low-scoring defensive game here between these two teams. Smithville, one of the better defensive teams you'll see in the course of a season. Right side, open for a moment from three. Smithville turns it down. Up top to Donnell. Over circle right. Try and lob it inside to, and she was tied up. Loose basketball. They kick it out to Donnell. Up top, Lubert Over right side, open for the three ball. No, missed it. That was number 14 with a miss, Boltman. Chillicothe finally recovers it. Kiefer getting down and dirty again on the floor. Pops up. She's fine. Lucy Reeder across the timeline, the talented freshman. Works it right side. Good ball handling skills. They're over her like a skeeter on a hound dog, and it didn't bother her one bit. She's going to be fun to watch over these next 3.5 years. Feed inside, count it. Feed to Papp. Papp took two dribble steps and puts it up and in. Boy, what a great quick move to the hole by Maggie Papp. 13 apiece, 4:43 left to play first half. Lubert goes up top now to Boltman. They work at free throw line, left side, fakes a tray. Chillicothe doesn't bite into it. Free throw line, just behind the free throw line, long range deuce doesn't fall for Lexi Mose. And then the rebound lost out of bounds. It's Chillicothe's basketball backcourt. Christina Walsh checks in for Mose. They rotate their taller players in and out. Mose, 5'11", Walsh, 6-footer, both talented ball players. 13 apiece, Chillicothe's ball. 4:21 left to play, second quarter. They get it down court to Kennedy Kiefer. She turns around, fires it out to the wing to Hibner. They are Smithville well aware of Hibner's skills. They go over to Hunter, circle left. Hunter dribbles up top of the circle, right side. Lucy Reeder, quick move to the hole, sees Papp inside. Papp on the floor once, counted. What great court vision by Lucy Reeder. Oh, baby, that girl's got a pair of eyes. And Papp gets it to fall. I almost want to give an assist to Lucy. I'm going to give it, and my vote doesn't count, but I think she deserves an assist on that. And that's a long-range deuce for Leah Boltman. So the teams continue to trade points now. 15 apiece, 3:36 left to play. Shy of the timeline to get it across to Reeder in the corner to Papp. Papp, little problems controlling it, now settles it down. She goes up top to Hunter, right side to Hibner. Hibner holds it, works it on the right wing. Lubert, right in her hip pocket, gives it out to Hunter. Looking inside to Kennedy. She's double-teamed, can't get it to her. So Chillicothe showing some patience, 15 apiece. Hunter, circle left. Dribbles up top of the key, right side, Reeder. Right side drives inside. Tried that same play to Papp, but it was kicked out of bounds by Maylee Wolford. It is 3 minutes left in the second quarter, 15 apiece. Some fresh legs check in for Smithville. Chevalier checks in, and Boltman sets down. 15 apiece, Chillicothe and Smithville, 3 minutes left in the quarter. And a quick, there's that quick hitter to Hunter Keithley as soon as Chillicothe's inbounder has the ball. Kennedy, or Hunter, takes one step into the paint. They fire the ball before the opponent knows what happened. Chillicothe scored. And it is a two-point lead for Chillicothe now, 17-15. Robinson back in the game, the 5'3 point guard. Free throw line, dribble drive Mose, bumps it back out. Robinson won't shoot from outside, goes inside, dumps it out. Lackadaisical pass, long range tray, counted, baseline right. That was a very slow, low pass, but somehow it worked, and it's a one-point lead now, 18-17 for Smithville. And a pass in the corner, path to Keithley, didn't work, and Hunter tried to save her from going out of bounds. Thomas and Gaston check in. Papp and Reeder check out. So you have the K-Club, Hibner, Thomas, and Gaston on the paint right now, or on the floor right now. 2 minutes left in the quarter. Oh, Kennedy Kiefer tried to deny the pass to inside to Walsh. I thought she got away with it, but the officials on the spot said no. Reached over the back, and that was a good call. Kennedy with her second foul. Team fouls even at 4 apiece. Lexi Mose checks back in, the 5'11 senior. And Wolford comes out. Feed into Robinson. Robinson tries to go up. Feeds it up into the paint, and is that going to be Gaston called for reaching over? Pushing off foul on Gaston, who's trying to deny her the basketball. So fifth team foul for Chillicothe, no one with more than two. 14 fouls against Smithville right now, so been a pretty well-officiated game. Robinson, top of the circle now. Thomas gives her a couple of steps. Dribble drive inside. They put it over Kiefer's head, but it doesn't fall for Mose, and referees with a whistle. And Brooke Horton set to check in, so it's a third one on Kennedy Kiefer. That's a tough one. Lexi Mose at the line that said she was in the act of shooting. 18-17, Chillicothe down by a point. First free throw is in for Mose. It was noisy, but it drops in, and it's a two-point lead for Smithville. Mose, second one, eyes it up. No good, no. As Chillicothe grabs the rebound, down by two, minute 32 left in the first half. Hibner, good defense by Robinson. Robinson comes up, loose basketball backcourt. They take out, they take out Hunter. She's slow getting up. Man, they want to knock some heads in there. And the layup is good for Mackenzie Robinson. This very physical game. Smithville right up in Chillicothe's face. They're swapping perfume scents in there. 21-17, a tough couple of minutes there for Chillicothe. Smithville by four. We're back in 30 seconds on KCHI. Minute nine left to play first half. A nice little spurt, a 6-0 run by Smithville. Puts Chillicothe down by four. Kiefer is on the bench with three fouls. Brooke Horton on the floor along with Hibner, Gaston, Hunter, and Thomas, who finally finds Horton to get the ball inbounds to just in time. Hibner top of the circle. 1:03 left to play in the first half. Hunter right wing. Goes inside, flips it over. Up top, Hibner open for the three ball. Didn't get that one to fall. Brooke Horton up strong with a rebound. That one doesn't fall. Thomas doesn't get it to fall, but she was fouled. So a missed tray for Hibner, a missed deuce for Horton. And a free throw line visit for Maggie Thomas. First foul on Emma Chevalier. Team foul five on Smithville, six on Chillicothe. Thomas at the line. The junior first one hits the rim a couple of times and gets it to fall. It's a three-point Smithville lead, 21-18, 48.8 seconds left. Second one. That one. Oh, bounced a couple of times and didn't get it to fall. Out of bounds off of Smithville. It's Chillicothe's opportunity. Thomas makes one out of two, but Chillicothe has another opportunity. And look for that quick hitter to Hunter Keithley. They go right wing. They inbound it actually to the right wing to Kennedy, and then she has it knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. So Kennedy will inbound it right in front of me here. Baseline right. They get it into Hibner. They work it to Horton at the free throw line. Brooke Horton puts it up. Gets it to fall. Brooke Horton puts it up and in. Brooke Horton makes it a one-point game. 32 seconds left. Let's play some defense here, ladies. I know you can. Up top, Robinson works it circle right to Walsh. Gaston comes up, defends her. Walsh, baseline right. Up top to Robinson with 14 seconds left. Cupping the ball. Robinson got caught again. Oh. And Smithville coach doesn't like that. Pulls her out immediately, sends Kinsey Lubert back in. And Coach Mosby immediately instructing and coaching up a frustrated Mackenzie Robinson. So Chillicothe, chance to take the lead in the halftime locker room. Laney Gaston, no, off the rim, didn't get it to fall. And out of bounds off of Chillicothe. Well, an opportunity, and just didn't get the shot to fall on a mid-range jumper. Katie Trout checks in, and Hunter Keithley sets down for a breather. Six fouls for Chillicothe, five for Smithville. 21-20, Smithville by a point with 6 seconds left as it crossed the midcourt stripe. Over and back. Oh, that was a good one, Mr. Official. You were right in the perfect position as as number 31, that is Ambrosian, did a no-no, and she comes out, gets coached up. So Chillicothe with 3 seconds left gets it into Hunter Keithley. Outside, Gaston sees a three ball. Yes, yes, yes! Boom, baby! Laney Gaston delivers at the buzzer, and Chillicothe takes a two-point lead into the locker room. Laney Gaston, baseline right, nothing but the proverbial bottom of the net. 23-21 Chillicothe at the half. That's a high-scoring game for Chillicothe and Smithville. Sometimes the final is 23-21. Hornets, Lady Hornets on top at the half, and we're back in 2 minutes on KCHI.